The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is David Duvall. It's The Piano Matters. I'm with you throughout. I'm with Rachel Katz, who worked so hard to make the program meticulous. And there's so many recordings, as you know. I've come to you with my usual variety of the known and unknown. And my joy is if you like my musical offerings. And the program is full of quotes, and hopefully a phrase will catch fire in you. I hope you can listen quietly. Music deserves the background of silence, just as music is composed within silence. Shall we begin with the beloved Scarlatti? How I wish I had an hour daily with him. We're going to hear Maria Grinberg play his sonata in A major, K113.
Thank you.
That was Maria Grinberg in the Scarlatti Sonata in A Major, and I know that you have heard her in performances of Beethoven's sonatas, which I treasure. From Homer's Odyssey, wisdom never lies. That's what he says. Ah, Homer, I read the Odyssey once a year, usually in the summer. This year I forgot, and I always feel the lack of it. You know why? It's so adventurous, and how little adventure modern life offers. This is The Piano Matters, as I said. I'm David Dubal, your host. Please take time to view my website, daviddubal.org. I think you would like it, maybe not. Ignaz Jan Paderewski was born in 1860, is one of music history's most beguiling personalities. A dashing cavalier of the piano, he was idolized worldwide. In 1919, Paderewski signed the Versailles Conference for Poland and became the first prime minister of a free Poland. Many books have been written about Paderewski, but the great biography of this amazing man has yet to be written, and it's a great subject. Why don't you think about it? His A minor concerto was composed as a young man of 26, was premiered by his own teacher, Annette Esipova, the second wife of his main teacher, Leschetizky, who eventually became Prokofiev's piano teacher, if you care to know. Anyway, let's listen to the second movement as played by Felicia Blumenthal. The Vienna Symphony is conducted by Helmut Froschauer.
Thank you.
the slow movement of Paderewski's A minor piano concerto. Once it was often played, but today one may safely say almost never. Felicia Blumenthal and the Vienna Symphony was conducted by Helmut Froschauer. Let's hear the 40th number from Schumann's Album for the Young. This group of pieces opened a flood tide of pieces aimed at children. None have ever, though, excelled Schumann's Album for the Young. Schumann himself taught these pieces to his brood of children. At that time, when he wrote it, there were 7 children, and Clara Schumann must have delighted in them, as she already knew they would be immortal. We hear a man called Norman Schettler in a piece from the Album for the Young. It's the 40th Little Fugue. You just heard Norman Schettler in the Kleine Fuge, the 40th number from Schumann's Album for the Young. This is David Dubal, happy to be with you in the Piano Matters. It's heard every week, you know. Same time, same station. Shakespeare said much when he said, "Winter tames man, woman, and beast," and it's from The Taming of the Shrew. What was this fellow Shakespeare like, who understands in language more than any human being in modern history? Dietrich, I like the name. Buxtehude. Pre-Bach composer was one of Bach's gods, and he left some of the world's glorious organ music and much else. I'd like you to hear Barbara Nisman, an American pianist who deserves worldwide recognition in Prokofiev's arrangement of Buxtehude's Organ Prelude and Fugue in D minor. Thank you. the pianist Barbara Nisman. She lives in West Virginia, I believe. We talk on the phone frequently, and she just played Buxtehude's Organ Prelude and Fugue in D minor in the Prokofiev transcription. This is The Piano Matters. The piano is one of our most honored artifacts. The first one was made by Cristofori, probably in 1710 or so. May the instrument continue as long as there are human beings that find the piano and its literature alluring and beautiful to behold through our hands. Our hands are the seat of humanity. It's time to hear Fabio Bedini. He's an Italian pianist. I think I met him once. From his recording of Schumann's Symphonic Etudes, we listen to a rendering of the five extra variations, of which we will hear today the performance of number 5.
Thank you.
Fabio, quite a name, Bedini, Italian pianist, playing the fifth posthumous variation from Schumann's immortal Symphonic Etudes, Opus 13, from those glorious years of 1835-36. I hope my listeners tell everyone you know to tune in to The Piano Matters. What a way to become acquainted and invigorated through these wonderful artists of the black and white keys, 7 1/3 octaves in length. And do give a bit from your purse to help our station, because the people working at the station are extremely dedicated to the art of music, to keeping it alive and central to our culture. Let's have a comparative performance of the Chopin Etude, Opus 10, No. 4 in C-sharp minor. What a piece it is. Just to hit all the notes is an adventure in goodwill and high discipline. And watch the switch to left-hand figuration. All pianists must play many Chopin Etudes, if not all 24. They are the foundation of modern piano technique and are more difficult than even their mythic heights. I give you the late Ronald Smith, more of Alcan fame than Chopin, but he plays all 24 Etudes, and we will hear him in Opus 10, number 4. Good job, Mr. Smith, Ronald his first name. It was quite dry, but he has the fascination of the Opus 10 No. 4 in his fingers. You can hear several interviews I did with Ronald Smith many years ago on YouTube, and that was put on by my close friend, I even call him my disciple, Robert Tanucci. Let's continue with the same piece in the hands of a more celebrated virtuoso than Mr. Smith, the late Claudio Arrau, greatest pianist ever born in Chile. Here we are, Mr. Arrau in the Opus 10, number 4. Thank you. During the 1950s, Aral recorded all of the Chopin etudes in a very different style than his later Chopin playing. Aral's a complex artist. I always put him into three periods. His last period, very introspective. So that was the Opus 10, number 4, played by Claudio Aral. This is The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubal. Let's go for another quote, which has become a popular feature of the show. Here goes. It's from Charles Lamb's Popular Fallacies. That ill-gotten gain never prospers is the trite consolation administered to the easy dupe when he has been tricked out of his money or estate. End of quote. Oh, that hurts, doesn't it? More Schumann to come. This time the rondo, the finale of the four-movement sonata, Opus 22. The player is named Joel Fan.
Thank you.
That was the fourth movement, the G minor sonata, played with zest and good fingers by Joel Fan. Byron, one of my greats, in my mind at least, said the difference is that in the days of old, men made the manners. Manners now make men. Byron is called the quintessential romantic personality. But read his Don Juan, and you will find a very different wisdom than the usual romanticism of, let's say, his earlier Childe Harold. Joseph Martin Krauss, born the same year as Mozart, and he died a year later. He's a very fine composer who left only 7 piano works. I'd like you to hear the third and last movement, Allegro ma non troppo presto, from his sonata in E-flat major. It comes from the year 1785, and the pianist is Canadian. His name, Jacques Desprez.
Thank you.
From a Naxos disc from the year 2000, we heard Jacques Dupré, who at least in 2000 was teaching at the University of Alberta in Canada. That was Martin Krause's Sonata, Third Movement, and Krause was born, as I said, 1756, same year as Mozart, died 1 year after, 1792. We've listened to Franz Kleidat on four different programs on the Piano Matters. In the music of Franz Liszt, her great specialty, today she gives us an unusual and seldom played piece, Mazurka Brillante. It's far afield from Chopin's mazurkas, but you may indeed be refreshed by it, and you may not like it at all. Here is Madame Kleidat playing Liszt in the Mazurka Brillante.
Thank you.
Well, what did you think of the Mazurka Brilliant by Franz Liszt? Never played, hardly ever recorded. Maybe 20,000 pianists know the work. But now you do. And the pianist, Franz Clidat. C-L-I-D-A-T. You know, I've totally neglected the composer Roy Harris. He was the third that studied with Nadia Boulanger after Copland and Thompson. Wrote many symphonies. His finest, without doubt, in my opinion, is the third. His piano music is negligible. He wrote a string piano quintet and a very good Opus 1 piano sonata, a toccata, but very little for the piano. And I want you to hear Grant Johannesson playing Roy Harris's piece from his American ballads, Streets of Laredo. Here is Grant Johannesson. Well, we have finally gotten Roy Harris onto the series, and we have heard him in his piece called Streets of Laredo from his American Ballads, and the pianist Grant Johannesson, who did so much for French music and for American music. I think we have roamed far and wide in the Piano Matters tonight. We've heard many players, some still active in the concert stage, from Barbara Nisman, Fabio Bedini, Joel Fahn, and Jacques Dupré. I hope you will join me next week, the same time, the same station, for another The Piano Matters. When will there be a production of William Schumann's Casey at the Bat is opera. Well, it was a poem by E.L. Thayer. And he said this of Casey, because, you know, baseball season is coming around. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.